From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with the U.S. presidential campaign. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Clinton appeared on stage late Friday in Cleveland, Ohio, where music stars Beyoncé and her husband Jay-Z perform. Jay-Z says his support for Clinton is personal.
I want to grow up in a world where my daughter has no limitation, where our daughter has no limitations. She feel like she can be whatever she want to be in the world. And this other guy, I don't have any ill will towards him, but his conversation is divisive, and that's not an evolved soul to me, so he cannot be my president.
Meantime, Donald Trump delivered a familiar message to supporters in New Hampshire.
How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her emails? Did you ever see? Hey, folks, let's forget all of this stuff. What a mess.
Election day will be Tuesday. Meantime, opinion polls indicate a small and narrowing gap between the two candidates. Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump nationally. And Turkish court is reported to have ordered the arrest Saturday of 9 executives and journalists of the opposition newspaper before their trial, a case that has sparked international concern about freedom of expression in Turkey. They are charged with links to Kurdish militants and the group blamed for the July 15th coup attempt. It is the latest in the ongoing political crisis in Turkey that has raised international concern. On Friday, the United States joined other countries, including France and Germany, and Britain and the United Nations, in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of pro-Kurdish politicians and throttling of the Internet. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb exploded, 9 people wounded, more than 100 others near a police station were injured.